Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think it's going well. So far, so good.
So far,
Paul
so good.
And Jordana.
We've been on the air about 2 minutes in the last 2 hours. Yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah, so far, so good. Hey, Mike Max, tough loss today at Target Field.
Brutal.
Just came from the clubhouse, guys.
Yeah, that can't be a fun place right now.
You know, it's interesting because you study the teams closely when they're in situations like this. For example, I just visited with Nelson Cruz, and he is not... You know, he understands the ebb and flow of a season. You hear the bases loaded last night, could have won the game, popped out. Today he came back, hit a home run, they still lose. But it was 3-2 in the seventh inning. They lost 14-4.
Yeah.
I mean, that's hard to do. And then Trevor May, visited with Trevor May, and he talked about, and this is just a critical piece of life, not just pitching. He gave up the big home run to Dominique Smith, and he gave up a big home run on Sunday, both times with a curveball. Well, does that mean you abandon your curveball, or does that mean maybe they just got really good swings on it, or they guessed right? And now that's what goes through your mind your next outing. Should I throw that curveball again? Did I do something wrong? Are they that good? This is where the game becomes fascinating because it's such a mind game. You know, you're trying not to lose confidence. You're not trying not to overanalyze because of one pitch, and yet that one pitch was so defining to your psyche.
Trade deadline, what, 14 days away? Does this put a little – does this ratchet up the pressure to maybe make some changes sooner?
Yeah, I don't think one game does. Three straight losses, Cleveland on your heels does a little bit, and I think the fact that the bullpen, they just don't know what they got still. They don't trust it. Now, the tough part is right now, if you go get a starting pitcher, all five of the guys have pitched relatively well of late in the rotation. Martin Perez pitched a good game today. Like I said, 3-2 going into the seventh inning. These were not his runners that defined it. Barrios has been good. Odorizzi came back with a real nice start. Gibson, a little bit up and down, but he's going to be in the rotation for sure. Big Mike Pineda again last night. So I think you do have to look at that bullpen, or you sign a big time, you go out and trade for a starter and you put Perez in the bullpen as a left-hander. He looks like he might be able to make that adjustment and be pretty effective because he throws hard, he's got a lot of movement, and he could give you two good innings, I think. So that's another option that they've got to consider.
Talk a little Vikings with us. Vikings, Rock Thomas suspended 3 games by the NFL after pleading guilty to marijuana possession. And, I mean, training camp opens a week from Friday.
Opens a week from Friday. And really, the rookies come in on Tuesday. So if you think summer is short, Tuesday they're going to be showing up. Rock Thomas is not a big-time player. And so when a guy like that puts himself in that position, he can go to training camp. He can go through the preseason. Then he suspended the first 3 games of the regular season. But I talked to people inside the Vikings. This is not a guy that should have done that. You got to be a lot better than that to just, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, really? To get caught with pot, you got to be a much better player.
If you're going to make the team, you better be a lot better than the Rock is. So he may never see the 3-game suspension because it wouldn't surprise me if he never made the final roster.
Oh.
Hey, Maxie, Big Ten media predicting the Gophers will finish 6th out of 7 teams. They're predicting Nebraska, number 1, then Iowa, Wisconsin.
What?
Northwestern and Purdue. Only Illinois
That's funny.
To finish worse.
That's funny,
really?
Because in Minnesota, a lot of people think they're going to win the Big Ten West. Mm-hmm. That's how different. That's how much. Now, I was just talking to a guy that played at Northwestern. He follows them close. And they've got a quarterback from Clemson that transferred in, and now he'll be eligible. And so they think they've got a real dynamic quarterback, really well-coached team. Watch out for Nebraska. They're coming. Obviously, we don't worry about Wisconsin anymore.
I knew you'd get that in.
Oh. Mikey, thanks for the time. You're
thanks,
the best.
Guys. Thanks, guys.
So did you use the Face app? Are you one of the third of American workers considering quitting your job in the last 3 months? We'll talk about all of that when we have trending topics coming up next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.